How we think of certain spaces may need to be reimagined. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Evan Larson, professor of environmental sciences and society at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville, looks at one example.
I'm going to say a word. I want you to listen closely and then focus on the picture or sense this word inspires. Ready? Wilderness. Wilderness. What did you see? Mountains? Dark forests? Lakes? Rivers? Crystal clear water? What about people? How do people fit into your picture of wilderness? What about fire, flames, smoke? What is wilderness, really? Are there implications of thinking of wilderness as unpeopled, empty of humanity and its influences? The Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness was one of the original protected landscapes established by the 1964 Wilderness Act. It is a magical place with hundreds of lakes interconnected by streams, wetlands, and portages. New research in the field of dendrochronology, or tree ring science, tells a 500-year story of fire in the forests of the Boundary Waters as written in the rings of long-dead red pine trees. In some places, fires maintained open forests and created the conditions necessary for new generations of red pine. This history also clearly illustrates how the area's indigenous people, the Anishinaabeg, used fire to tend the landscape that we think of today as wilderness. The lessons from these tree ring data weave together with Anishinaabe stories and traditional knowledge that celebrate fire as a process through which reciprocal relationships between people and land are built, nurtured, and maintained across generations. Thinking of wilderness as unpeopled is dismissive of this long history of indigenous people and their active participation in the community of life in this region and beyond. In the Boundary Waters, a history of fire makes long-term connections between people and place evident. It is reshaping our understanding of wilderness into a deeper and more meaningful connection between people and land, with lessons about our responsibilities to each other and the world around us.
That was Evan Larson of the University of Wisconsin-Platteville. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.